If rising duck populations are any indication, the need for a constitutional amendment to funnel, at a minimum, $150 million every 2 years into wildlife conservation programs just doesn't seem right, according to North Dakota Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Pete Hannabit.
North Dakota Game and Fish Department announced the annual spring breeding survey for ducks, and it's great to see that duck production, I guess you'd say, is up 23% from last year, and that we have approximately 4.9 million birds. Right now, we have the Outdoor Heritage Fund, which is just really getting started, that puts a lot of money into opportunities, $15 million a year into opportunities for not only outdoor heritage type things, but conservation. And so those could be used to enhance duck production. What scares us, though, is the proposal for the ballot measure that's called the Water, Wildlife, and Parks Constitutional Measure that would double down on that and would be looking at more like $150 million.
Hannabit says farmers and ranchers already do a great job providing habitat.
And our farmers and ranchers provide naturally wildlife habitat, whether it's for ducks in this case or for other species of wildlife. So we don't think that we need to reinvest extra money from the oil tax to preserve these sloughs, waterways, and potholes that are already out there.
For Farm Bureau, I'm Dawn Smith-Pfeiffer.